Some 60,000 plastic bags are consumed in the U.S. every 5 seconds. That's 1 billion bags per year. Cities and towns across the U.S. are increasingly instituting single-use plastic bag taxes and bans. And in this week's Park City Council meeting, the idea was explored, since Recycle Utah has recently been actively advocating the idea. According to Park City Mayor Dana Williams, they discussed the idea some years ago, but it was dropped when they encountered some high hurdles.
Several years ago, we looked at a plastic bag ban, and not a lot of towns had done it then. I think we got some interesting threats from the American Petroleum Association and everything else. Enough cities have done it now and actually passed it that I think it's worthwhile for us to take in maybe another look at it.
Seattle and Portland have done it, Palo Alto and San Francisco, in addition to scores of other cities have some variety of a tax or ban on plastic bags. And in Park City, Mayor Williams says grocery stores say they're willing to come on board.
They've gone out and talked to Smith's and Fresh Market and Park City Market, and they said all you got to do is tell us what you want to do and we'll do it.
In a quick brainstorming session about a possible ban, Mayor Williams said they like to use the carrot approach at the city.
You know, I think it's gotten to the point where it might be worthwhile just to review what other towns have done and how successful they've been at it. And, you know, it's a type of thing that to ease the burden of it when it first comes in, if we were able to get several thousand recyclable bags that we sponsored and put in each store so that people could have them for free to start.
Interim Park City Manager Diane Foster says when they talked several years ago about imposing a tax on bags, there was a roadblock from the state.
They wouldn't let us do a bag plastic bag tax, which is one of the very successful tools to just say, hey, if you want a plastic bag, you have to pay 5 cents, and then you can use that money to help reduce plastic bag use. So they wouldn't let us do that.
But you can ban. The state is totally good.
Sure, we might have repercussions in the legislature next year, but... yes, we can.
Well, accordingly, no other Utah town has instituted a ban as of yet. The mountain resort towns of Aspen and Carbondale, Colorado, have banned bags within the last year. In Aspen, for example, where the ban started last May, grocery stores charge 20 cents if customers don't have their own bag. In Snowmass, Colorado, although residents were surveyed, they voted against the ban. When Snowmass City Council was considering it, however, the concern was about the tourists, who typically don't bring their own reusable bags to town with them. One Snowmass City Council member was quoted as saying he didn't see it as nearly as much of a hassle as renting skis. Back in Park City, Diane Foster says she'll direct the Sustainability Department to explore the startup measures that other similar mountain towns have instituted in banning plastic bags. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.